How does one go about the business of reordering his life after bringing a fabrication, a fantasy, to life? Interior living room, sunrise, dishes, fruit bowls, towels, sofas, pillows, or something. A body breezes by. Hand touches some things. Interior bathroom. Walls, floors. I like big, cool, white floors. Like these floors. Hand touches cool tile floor. Hand streaking across steamy mirror. Terry cloth wrist. Or something. Sound of shower, bath running. We actually hear the water running. It comforts me to lay there nearby to listen to it run. Interior living room again. Sun rises, more sun. Hand goes by, touching the stationery, the chair, the lamp. He turns off the lamp because it is no longer nighttime. To lay there, curl up, a little ball, towel folded into a makeshift pillow for the bathroom floor. Other towels, amenities around, slippers, etc. I bring food in. I have amenities. I touch in the division, the heat and humidity hang over me, touching me. The cool tile below me, it rejects the heat and moisture above. The contradiction makes me tingle. It gives me goosebumps. It comforts me. I can sleep here. I can come just to the edge of sleep here and linger in that. The running water does that. It doesn't have to be this bathroom, these foods. I do like to curl up and take my time in here. He tosses a bedspread in hotel advertising style. He's making a bed or spare bed on the couch for a guest or something. He tosses a bedspread. A person walks by. He bumps, brushes over so it falls. In one area or another, he has lots of papers, paperwork, glasses. He takes them off. Putting them on, a shot of puddle on a marble floor. His hand reaches in with the paper towel and wipes it up. It doesn't get it all. How does one go about business of reordering his life after bringing a fabrication, a fantasy, to life? Not knowing where to start can make you feel overwhelmed. And that overwhelmed feeling can stop you before you start. Self-imposed deadlines are lies. Sometimes we have to lie to ourselves. If you are tired of spinning your wheels, try changing your direction. When things don't have a predictable home, they can get lost, temporarily or forever. I worry about this, but I could also do mental and physical exercises. This is a box that I designed. It is the most practical of all my designs. It is called a valet. There is only one because I made it for myself. It really does help for myself alone. I can do mental and physical exercises, but at the end of the day, who knows? I designed this box. Analyze the situation. I ask myself how and why this problem happens. I make a list of things I tend to lose, times I tend to lose them, and things I never have a problem finding. Set priorities. If you have a complicated life that includes work, school, a social life, or a family, you can find yourself with several deadlines hanging over your head at one time. For example, sometimes there are not enough hours in the week for it all. In fact, you too will probably conclude that you don't have enough time. This especially if you have high standards for the end product of your efforts. I wanted this to be a beautiful thing. Getting organized means setting priorities. Prioritizing has two components. 1. How important is the task? The first component is to put your responsibilities in order of importance. Importance can be defined in the following ways. There is a real deadline for finishing the task. There will be negative consequences for not getting it done. It is highly important to you. It will help you succeed. It will make your life easier. Write down your priorities in order of importance, with the most important things you have to do listed first. A man wanted to be a furniture designer. A man wanted to be a chef. A man wanted to be a teacher. A man wanted to become a writer and to become an athlete. 2. How does the quality of your performance need to be? The second step in prioritizing is to decide on the quality of your performance needed from you. Crumple. For example, you may have people coming to your home for a visit at the end of the week. Your priority may be to clean up the house before they arrive. The quality required may be low if the people are not picky about the environment and care more about visiting you than whether or not you vacuumed the carpet. The quality may be high if you are trying to impress someone or avoid criticism. Consider the following factors when deciding the level of quality that each task requires. They are organized from lowest to highest with regard to the qualities required in completing the task. 1. If I did at least part of the task, it would be an improvement. 2. No one cares how well it is done. People care only that an effort was made. 3. It is only a first try. I could fix it up later, or others can work on it too. 4. It is more important to have something accomplished than to have it done perfectly. 5. It will be better for the quality to be high, but no one will fuss if it is fair. 6. It requires an excellent effort, but it is okay if it is not perfect. 7. It must be done perfectly. People say, let go and let God. People say, why not just a device to record your thoughts? People say. But to me, this is better. Crumple. Vagueness and vagaries don't do for anyone. Mastery of a thing interests everyone. So, for the time being, a series of clouded memories, a frustrated ignorance. Think of some possessions that you've been able to keep track of over time when you seemed better able to keep track of things. The possible strategies for improving this skill are tucked away in examples for success that you can recall. Most people figure out how to get organized by experimenting or observing other people. Some people seem to be more naturally organized than others. It may be because they had highly organized role models when growing up, or because that is just how their brains work. The hand goes in the box, but it does not touch. It was designed to help you pick the task by focusing on short-term goals, things that need to be done within the next week. The purpose is to help you maneuver around roadblocks in completing day-to-day tasks. It is from a beautiful old teak I found in an abandoned church. Crumple. When I get home, I look at it and even imagine placing things in it for reclaiming later. Sometimes, putting nothing in there, it only functions for one like this. Crumple. A photograph of hand reaching in box. I had to go through many versions to get it just the way I wanted it. In the end, I had to pay someone else to make it for me. It is not to woefully catalog every idea, or even my good ideas. It is just a trigger in which nothing goes. I can only tell you what it does for me. You could forget something. Crumple. Thanks for being so understanding, and thanks for your patience. Thank you. Last page, crumble, drop.